It is absolutely true. We have been winning millions of souls for Jesus, and somehow we feel it has happened one person at a time.
Did you know that you can be a part of reaching the world for Christ without ever leaving your house? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, learn about the power of partnership and hear a testimony of how God is truly changing the lives of people in every country around the world.
Let's go over to the 112th Psalm, where it said, "It is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor." Let's go where that was written in Psalms 112. And here is the profile of a man that lives in the blessing of the Lord. This is what grace produces. This is the image that God has for all men for all time. And it doesn't, it's not something that's to take place after you die and go to heaven. You are these things now. You're the righteousness of God now. This is what God thinks when he hears your name. Unto the upright, there arises light in the darkness. Somebody cries out, "Oh, Brother Copeland, what are we going to do?" That's the wrong question. "Oh, Brother Copeland, let's praise God, and God will show us what to do." There arises light and darkness. He's gracious. Now, we've been talking about the grace of God. Now we're talking about your grace. If you're going to be like God, you're going to have to be full of grace and mercy. You never hold against people. Going around saying, I'll tell you one thing. If that'd been me, I wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. Now, two things have happened there. Number one, if you had been him, then you would have done it. Yeah. Now, number two, in your estimation, what that person did was wrong, and you've already said now you would never do that. Now you have set the standard for yourself. You have already set up. You judged him, and now you set the standard by which you'll be judged. And it's usually more than you can stand up to. Because if the truth be known, you just as screwed up as he is. Maybe not in that area, but in some other area, particularly in money stuff. "Well, I don't see why a pastor did that." Are you the pastor? No, then it no need for you to see why. Amen. Pray and shut up. What is that? Grace. "Well, I think it was wrong." Well, then pray twice. That's grace and mercy. And the next time you see pastor, instead of getting that old ugly feeling and kind of acting kind of snooty around, no, just act like, "No, what? I never heard anything. What?" Gracious. Being gracious. Just gracious. Here comes some poor old boy's been drug up and down the road, and ain't nobody else wants to have anything to do with him. And you know every sorry, wrong thing he's ever done, and he may have done two of them to you. Right. But remember, your mercy endures forever. And you're full of grace. And you just take him in like he never did anything wrong.
Right.
One of the greatest words that I have ever heard. My wife caught me by my cheeks and looked into my eyes. And she said, "I find no fault with you."
Praise you, Lord.
I'll tell you, it was
praise
like
you, Jesus.
It was like grace himself just fell on me.
Yeah.
I learned and picked up from her. She's so full of grace. We've been married. We just celebrated our 49th wedding anniversary. Yeah. And I'm telling you, in 49 years, neither one of us have ever decided to go home to mama. Oh, man, we're together.
That's right.
We've been partners together this whole time. And we've never fought. I did. Do you know how boring it is to fight with somebody that won't fight? And they just stand there. I barked out at her one morning, and I'm tired and worn out. And I didn't say something ugly to her, but it was ugly the way I said it. And she looked up at me, and this little tear coming down her cheek, and she said, "I'm going to be a blessing to you some way." Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. It'll change your life, brother. I'll tell you right now. That's grace.
That is.
Amen. Look at this guy. He shows favor and he lends. In other words, anything he has, he'll loan it to you, give it to you. He doesn't hold on to his stuff. This is a giving man. He will guide his affairs with discretion or good judgment. He gets good judgment because he delights in the Word of God. Good judgment is in the Bible. When you start changing the Bible to fit your idea of the times, you're headed for a mess. When governments, particularly yours and ours in the United States, that were based on the laws of God, when we started amending the Constitution in the United States to fit what we wanted to do instead of what the Bible said about it, and now it has blown up in our face and we cannot manage it any longer.
That's right. That's
right. But this man conducts his affairs with good judgment. Now notice what happens then. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He lives in a covenant with God, and he thinks about God, and he knows God is thinking about him, and he's living on God's plan, and he's seeking first God's way of doing things and being right. That's the reason so many things have been added to him, because he's full of grace and he's a giver and a lender. And the more God gives him, the more he gives out. And the more he gives out, the more God gives him. It's not him that has a house full of riches and wealth. It's the whole community that has access to the power of God, because this man is there and people have learned to trust him. Now they want to be like God and turn the whole community around, because the whole generation is going to be blessed because of him. You'll have people living and walking by faith. But this is the big thing. He's not afraid of evil tidings. He doesn't have any fear of things. His heart is fixed. It's fixed. It's like putting it in concrete. It's fixed. You can't move it. Trusting in the Lord. He is tied to compassion. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid till he sees his desire upon his enemies. This is big. What is your desire on your enemies? Well, sometimes you look at them, man, you know, you like to go spank somebody. But my desire on my enemy is for him to know my God and to be blessed. And if he'll receive it, we can just bless and love our way through this thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And come out good friends instead of enemies. If he won't, I make room for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will recompense. I will repay. Okay, he'll repay me whatever they stole from me. And I will repay. Yeah, he'll repay them. I don't need to be burdened with it. I'm not qualified to hurt the guy. And I don't have to worry trying to replace what he stole from me. I just roll that care over on the Lord and let him take care of it. Make room for vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and don't try to defend yourself. Jesus said, if you try to defend yourself, you're going to lose it. Whatever you compromise to keep, you will lose. If you bow, you burn. You don't bow, you can't burn.
What is one life worth? For evangelist Reinhard Bonnke in the Ministry of Christ for All Nations, along with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, one life is priceless.
It is absolutely true. We have been winning millions of souls for Jesus, and somehow we feel it has happened one person at a time.
Evangelist Bonnke and co-evangelist Daniel Kalenda have been preaching this message non-stop all around the world.
Africa is our priority. That is how God has led me right from the start. So we are still very, very busy in Africa's largest nation, greatest nation, Nigeria. It has most people, and we are interested in people. And nothing else. We are after souls.
For most of the year, we're in Africa, but there are a few months where the rainy season comes in and we have to take a break. So during that time, we don't just sit at home and play shuffleboard. We go out to other nations and the Ukraine, into different places in Europe and in Asia, and even in South America, and even in the States. We've been traveling quite extensively, preaching the gospel and seeing the same results in terms of the power of God. When the gospel's preached, people are saved and healed and delivered. It works everywhere. And so we go into all the world preaching the gospel.
We are all sinners and come short of the glory of God. Say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Copelands have been so kind and have been so faithful, so tremendously faithful. I would like to use this opportunity to thank them from the bottom of my heart. How many times when their check came, they just came to save our ministry from collapse. Had it not been for them, I could not have done the work. I believe that they will have a great reward, the Copelands and their partners, in the fruit of this ministry.
This year alone, Christ for All Nations has documented 1,046,680 salvations. Since partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries in 1984, there have been over 68 million people who have accepted Jesus' gift of salvation through the ministry of Reinhard Bonnke. Those numbers were recorded in the 222 crusades that KCM helped support.
Whenever I think of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, I think of a ministry that not only preaches about it, but practices it. And our ministry in Africa has been tremendously blessed because of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we consider them to be a part of the team. We look forward to sharing that reward in heaven one day for the countless millions of people that have heard the gospel as a result of generosity of them and others like them. We love them and appreciate them.
Saving souls for Jesus, one person at a time, through partnership.
So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we want faith, and we know the source of faith, we can have faith. You say, well, I know so-and-so, they got a lot of faith, but I just can't believe. Well, no, you can't believe unless you put the word in your eyes, in your ears, and let it get in your heart. You receive it. You know the word receive in the scripture is to take. Believe you receive it when you pray and you shall have it. That word is to take. We take it. We look in the scripture and we see what the Bible says. We see here in this 17th verse, we can have faith because we can receive the word of God. Take it, put it in our eyes and our ears, get it in our heart, let it come out our mouth, faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So now we know the source of faith. There's no reason for us to ever do without faith. And Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing. Mark 11:23, Jesus spoke his famous faith words. Hallelujah, that changed our lives so much. Have faith in God, Jesus said in verse 22. Have faith in God, for verily I say, see, Jesus is putting it to work. He's saying, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those, this is important right here, shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he who believeth, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Boy, that is a dynamite scripture. Whatever things you desire, what would that be? Well, you might desire healing. You might desire something in the natural realm, a car, a house, a husband, a wife. You sure want to get one of those by faith. You don't want to just take the first thing that comes along. You want the one God has for you. Glory to God.
See, I knew zero about the kingdom of God. I did not know how to function over here. It was totally foreign land to me. Ilya, where were you born? You were born in Kazakhstan. Then you were, what, 14 when you came to the United States? It's a whole different place, wasn't it, than Kazakhstan. You lived 14 years in Kazakhstan. Then you come to the United States. You couldn't live like you were still in Kazakhstan in the United States and enjoy the benefits of the United States, particularly the benefits of for the reason why your parents sent you here in the first place. You had to learn how to live over again. Now that's what I'm talking about. Oh, it's good to see you anyway. Learning how to, when you come out of that kingdom of darkness.
From my youth, since my family has become a Christian believing family, we have been fed the Word of God by Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Kazakhstan. You see, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has laid a very firm faith foundation in that part of the world, and they've been one of the pioneers to spread the gospel. But I think what's really more important is that they gave hope to the people who are hopeless, and they instilled faith in those who didn't have it. They taught people how to live a life of faith, a life of victory, a life of freedom. And believing in that and seeing this ministry, Brother Copeland, Sister Copeland, walk in it in their daily life encourages me to be just like that. I have to say that Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Kazakhstan and Eastern Europe and that Central Asia, that whole area, they've done such a wonderful job in bringing the gospel. They've sown seeds of hope, of love, of faith into the lives of literally thousands of people. And I'm so grateful to Kenneth Copeland Ministries and ministries such as them to go out there and work so tirelessly to bring the gospel all around the globe to those remote places such as Kazakhstan, and I thank you for that.
Here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we care about our partners. The Partner Service Center is the fulfillment of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's dream to minister to all people. Our goal is to be here for you.
I can say that this building is here, and we're here as employees, yes, with the passion to serve the partners, but we're here as a result of the Copeland's passion for partners.
Within these walls, over 150 employees service our partners through the partner letter, mailing out over 295,000 every month, mail processing handling approximately 1 million letters per year, product distribution sending a total of nearly 42 million products, customer service answering more than 250,000 calls last year, prayer ministers reaching out to 1.5 million people through inbound and outbound calls.
We built this ministry on a foundation of prayer over 40 years ago. When we first began, the first thing the Lord said, the first person I want you to bring into this ministry is a person of prayer. I want you to put prayer first, and I want you to have somebody praying all day, every day.
No matter what hour of the day, there's someone here ready to pray the prayer of faith with you.
We have committed here as a result of the passion that's in the Copeland's heart to have 24-hour prayer, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and we have a live prayer minister that you can talk to.
When we call the prayer line, there's nothing but godly people on the other end, and they pray with you, and they get to the meat of the matter, and they just encourage you and lift you up.
Usually two or three times a year, the prayer minister will call and ask if there's anything they can pray with us about or anything like that, which is really encouraging to know that there's a ministry that does more than just give you a number that you can call.
I had a very thoughtful, compassionate lady pray with me one day, and I could just hear the love of God in her, and I appreciate that.
I've gotten calls from prayer partners when I least expect it, and the main thing about it is when I may have been going through something, and it's like, how did they know? And the prayer would fit everything that I was going through.
Prayer is without question one of the most crucial factors to any plan of God coming to pass.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help strengthen and encourage you with the Word of God and see you through. Thank you, partners, for helping us make this Partner Service Center possible. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Terry Copeland Pearsons for her Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference with guest Patsy Caminiti, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland and special guests October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. There are many types of partners. It takes two to tango. A partner helps you pull off the impossible. Partners for Life can change the world. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to resources that equip you for any of life's demands. The heartbeat of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to provide believers with the tools to overcome any challenge they face and reach their full potential. When a believer seeks God through prayer and word study and then acts on their beliefs, God's unlimited power is released, transforming their situation. Partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries connects you to over 40 years of experience and revelation in God's Word. Through partnership, our anointings combine and bring the message of faith to your family, your community, and the world. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Request your free new partner package online at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-600-7395. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you to succeed in the things God has called you to do. Request your free new partner package today and begin utilizing the resources and connections made available to you through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Through partnership in God, together, we can make a difference in this world.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast because that's what the Lord prompted us and told us to do back when we began this daily broadcast. And here's why. Let him that is taught in the word respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Yes. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. This is spiritual law. And he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap Zoe, life, the God life of God that is that it got in us when we were born again. Now, that this literally means that when you receive something, you remember in Mark 4, and the sower sows the word, all of those people received the word, all of them, 100% of them that Jesus talked about received the word, but only 25% of them got a hundredfold out of it, allowed the word to produce a hundredfold. Now, this is what we're talking about here. When you are taught and you receive it gladly and it's down in you, it's when you respond in that ministry, whether you call to be a partner with us or not, if you got anything out of these broadcasts, then this is what you need to do. Because when you respond to it and sow into that ministry that brought that word to you, as you do that, that's when that word you heard takes root in your spirit. That's when it becomes yours. Praise it's God. Not just somebody else's revelation now.
That's right.
It's yours. Father, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray over this offering. We receive it in faith. And we release the anointing of increase on every person that hears your voice and responds and does what you say.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for them in Jesus' name.
Come.
Amen. Now, believe God with us. Stand with us. Whether God's called you to be a partner with this ministry or not, you find out with whom you are called to be a partner. Because that's important. That's the plan of God. You're called to be partners with somebody. I don't care if you pastor a church. I don't care if you're an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You're supposed to be partnered up with somebody. And you do these things according to the direction of the Lord, not according to the loudest squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
You don't be moved by what you hear other people say. You be moved what you hear God say. Praise God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, together we can do everything that God's called us to do.
Isn't that exciting?
Amen. Ah, yes. I'll tell you what. We'll see you next time. Don't miss the broadcast next week. I mean, go to church this weekend. Gloria and Billy Brim are going to be back next week. You sure? You know you don't want to miss the Power Twins. Amen. We'll see you then. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
As of 2010, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is blessed with over 500,000 active partners and friends. 614,000 to be exact. Together, we are larger than the U.S. Army. Join us in fighting the good fight. If you'd like to become a partner, call us today. Or visit kcm.org and we'll send you a new partner package with tools to learn more.